here. I want you to consider a possibility here, and that is, you know, because I'm letting that Boris Johnson roll around in my head here. What if those in power are actually among the dumbest on the planet? What if they're led only by greed and power and little else? Your freedom or mine are of no consequence to them at all. And what if that's the truth? And what if this is as good as it gets? What if these are the good old days right now? Something to consider. I'm not trying to, you know, be a downer or anything. Just trying to help you out as we get rolling into this week. A Texas judge has tossed hospitals and their workers' lawsuits and the requirement that they get a vaccine. Work somewhere else, is what the judge said. A federal judge in Texas throwing out the lawsuit filed by 117 employees of Houston's Methodist Hospital targeting its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. According to the ruling, U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes of Houston said that the lead plaintiff, Jennifer Bridges, claims that vaccines are experimental and dangerous were false and irrelevant. False and irrelevant. They are experimental. I don't know how the judge could arrive at that, but Hughes also said that the COVID-19 vaccines being a condition of employment is not coercion, as Bridges and other plaintiffs have contended. Methodist is trying to do their business of saving lives without giving them the COVID-19 virus. It is a choice made to keep staff, patients, and their families safer, Hughes wrote. Bridges can freely choose to accept or refuse a COVID-19 vaccine. However, if she refuses, she will simply need to work somewhere else. If a worker refuses an assignment, changed office, earlier start time, or other directive, he may be properly fired. Every employment includes limits on the worker's behavior in exchange for his remuneration. That is all part of the bargain. In addition, Hughes called the lawsuit's comparison between the vaccine requirement of the Nazis' forced medical experimentation and concentration camps during the Holocaust reprehensible. So 170 employees are in this middle time. They've been suspended from Houston's Methodist Hospital. If they do not accept the vaccination, they will be terminated here in the next few days. There are about 25,000 employees. Most have taken the vaccine. 27 of the 178 that were suspended have received the first dose. 285 employees received medical or religious exemptions. 332 were deferred because they were pregnant or had some other reason. You can be exempted for not wanting it for a, you know, one reason but not the other. That's where I get confused. Meanwhile, scientists are warning that this new Delta variant, and I tell you this not because it's, I don't know what to tell you. There are variants to the virus. Some of them are going to be more dangerous than others. Some are not dangerous, probably at all, we'll learn. But it's the doom and gloom that concerns me in the headlines that keep coming out. First it was the 117, B117, and then it was another one and another. Now it's this one. Scientists have issued a stark warning that the COVID-19 variant known as Delta, shaping up to cause devastation in the UK as soon as July. It's predicted by next month that the country could see a surge of 100,000 daily COVID-19 cases due to the super spreading variant and a grim reminder to the world of the horrors it can cause. Now, I read that, and that's exactly how it reads. It's a grim reminder to the world of the horrors it can cause. It'd be better if I read it that way, wouldn't it? The point that I'm making is they have been making these claims about COVID variants and other concerns for a very long time. Remember back in February, the director of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, said basically there was doom on the horizon. She had this impending sense of doom for the next several weeks as we head. And from that time forward, the number of cases has plummeted again. The number of people vaccinated in the United States that are 16 and older is, what, about 60% across the board on average? Some states more, some states less, but 60%, give or take. Plus, you have to take into account all of those people that had COVID-19, many of whom didn't even know it. I know people in my close circle of friends that had COVID, were diagnosed with it, didn't know they had it, had no symptoms at all. Others had very minor symptoms, and yes, I do know of people. I don't know anybody. I've lost nobody directly. Knock on wood, but I don't know of anybody directly that has died from COVID-19 with or of. I know people in secondary circles. And that's it. But in a month, you'll be up to 100,000 new cases, says Professor Anthony Costello, a member of the UK's Independent Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies and London's University College. Is that true? I don't know. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll keep you updated. But all of these doom and gloom predictions, most of them have come up snake eyes. Most of them have been dead wrong. Yep. And so as a result, Boris Johnson, the guy that wants to feminize the world and be more gender neutral, because that's the most important. Being gender neutral is the most important thing in a pandemic. He is extending lockdowns in the UK through July 19th, proving he is a complete coward. And it just seems that if the government takes a gamble about lifting the country's lockdown, the NHS will be overloaded, said Professor Costello. Let's wait. Let's stay as we are. Let's ruin lives. Let's keep kids out of school. Let's keep everything locked down. He warned the real number of new infections of the Delta variant are likely to be twice the 8,000 new daily cases currently being picked up by testing. Meanwhile, his colleagues from UCL University of Virologist Professor Dean Pillay said approximately 90% of the new COVID infections in the country are now due to the Delta variant, with the number of cases doubling every 9 days. It's a dangerous world. It's full of infection and infectious diseases. I have an idea. Maybe we should find out what the Chinese knew and when they knew it. How about that? Maybe we should find out what went on at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Find out if Anthony Fauci and his friends were the ones paying the bill. That would be a good thing to know, wouldn't it? It'd be nice to know who was behind this, who covered it up, and who was compliant, not just in government, but in the media. Who was involved and just kind of kept it under wraps in the media, too? Got an interesting email I might share with you here in a bit about the security at some of these labs that's been put in place. Don't go anywhere. Good to have you. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll cover it all for you.